The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Lots of texts over the property prices and with respect to Paul Howard as well. One says, how can a house rise by that much in an hour? I myself have noticed houses in Mayor have been gone up by about €20,000 in the last few months. There's another message which says, Derval, I'm in the market for a house and I'm starting to feel despair as I am now being priced out. It is so upsetting. So look, is the only way for house prices up? Let's go to Michelle Burke. She's an auctioneer in Galway to find out. You're very welcome to the programme, Michelle.
Thank you, Dervla.
Michelle, I know what Gareth McNamee cited was probably at the upper end of the scale in terms of house prices, but it does feel as if we're back in those Celtic Tiger days of gazumping and huge prices. What is behind it?
Well, as I said to your producer earlier on, Dervla, the key thing is the most people in the market to buy are 3 and 4 bed semis are detached. So what's happening with the people with the 4 bed semis, they have to readjust their expectation down to 3 beds because of the prices going up. And they're pricing the 3 bed semi people out of the market who are going down to the apartments. And there's a constant squeeze on supply at that end, the middle end of the market. And nothing is going to happen and nothing is going to change until supply is increased.
Yeah, I was just looking at recent stats from the Central Statistics Office. Residential property prices rose nationally by just under 7% in the year to June. The highest increase is in border countries where they went up by 13.9%, which is huge. Look, I mean, is it because of the previous crash, the fact that everything stopped and ground to a halt in 2008 in terms of, you know, the building sites, just the builders walked off the sites, there was nothing there?
Yeah, the market had been satisfied for a while. It's just when COVID starts again and the lockdown came and people, I suppose, realised their frustration of living in smaller houses. They wanted to size up. They had money saved because of COVID. And then when we were allowed to show houses again, it took off like a bullet.
And look, even, and I think that that's borne out, Michelle, a June report for daft.ie, the property website, showed properties by the coast were 23% more expensive than they were before the pandemic, compared with a national average of 8.7%. I'm looking at my screen here, Michelle, and all of these messages and emails coming in from people. It's heartbreaking. Are we looking at another generation who will be priced out, who are going to be renting into their 30s, 40s, and who knows?
Well, Dervla, if the supply increases, there's a lot of building going on in Galway. A lot of this demand will be satisfied over the next 4 or 5 years if the building continues. If it doesn't and it stops, or builders are priced out of buying stuff because that building has gotten so expensive, then it's going to stop. No one's going to build a house that can't make money.
So do you think it is just it's a simple but very, very complicated question of supply and demand?
Yes.
And what are you seeing in Galway? Is it similar trends?
Similar trends. Say, for example, we have a 4-bed detached in Corfin and I'm going up this afternoon. I have 7 viewings in it. We're guiding at 345. I know my heart and soul is going to go about 360, 365 because 5 people at today want to buy it. So, and it's just brand new in the market. So it's definitely going to go over the asking price.
Look, I mean, that's obviously good news if you're selling, but if you're buying it, it does seem a little bit unfair that it could just go up by so much. I know it's the market and supply and demand, but it just seems so extreme.
Well, it's the first time buyer recently this really cost, because if you're trading up, you're going to get 20,000-30,000 more for your house. So you've got that at the other end to put onto the bigger house you're going to. So it's not as tough. It's the first time buyers that are really
Really stuck and in a bind. And they're contacting us in their droves this morning. Michelle Burke, at least if nothing else, you'd be kept busy. Michelle Burke, auctioneer in Galway, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. Let's take a quick break.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.